Today's episode is sponsored by Adam and Eve. You know, I read so many stories about cheating partners and unhappy marriages. Maybe people wouldn't be in such unhappy relationships if they spent more time nurturing their love life. That's why you should check out today's sponsor, Adam and Eve. They've got toys for men, toys for women, and toys for... how should I put this? Well, it's not exactly r/am I the butthole, more like r/I'm in the butthole. And yeah, I realize that ordering adult toys can be a little scary because you may be concerned about privacy. Don't worry, Adam and Eve offers discreet and free shipping for your package. Trust me, these people are experts in your package. You can get 50% off on just about any item, along with free shipping and rush processing. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire. Then enter code r/ at checkout. That's r/, r/SLASH at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code r/ to get your discount, plus 100% free shipping, and get it fast with rush processing. Use code r/. Welcome to r/anti-work, where a company tries to uncover an employee-led undercover paint smuggling operation. Text from OP's boss. Hello, OP. Sophie has just quit, and we're already short-staffed. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but it looks like I'll need you to come in on Thanksgiving. Unfortunately, I'll be out of town visiting family, as I told you in October. You approved it, and I'm unable to change my plans. I'm sorry. I don't appreciate your tone. We had enough staff in October, and what I said then no longer applies. Again, I apologize, but I'll need you here for Thanksgiving. That won't be happening. Speak to me like that again, and you'll be really short-staffed. You're about to get yourself into some big trouble. Cooperate, or you may find yourself here on Christmas as well. Got it? Yeah, I'm not sure how I put up with your garbage for almost a year. I quit. Good luck finding someone, though. What is this guy's argument? You had better come in when you don't want to, or else I'm going to threaten to make you come in when you don't want to again. Dude, there's such an easy way to do this. Sorry, boss, I don't want to work on Thanksgiving. Okay, well, how about I up your salary to, let's say, $40 an hour? Then will you come in? Oh, well, $40 an hour? In that case, hell yeah, I'll be there. Like, it's not hard, man. It's not hard. What they want is, this is basic supply and demand. On Thanksgiving, demand for labor goes way up because workers don't want to work. So that means the workers control the supply. So it's like, hey, pay us more. It's real simple. It's real simple. Ugh. I feel like that last post got me worked up a little bit. Our next Reddit post is from ThisManner256. About 3 years ago, I used to work as a videographer doing social media content for a 7-figure company. I was paid roughly just better than minimum wage, and I was cranking out, at one point, 50 videos. Whoa, 50 videos a day? I'm a pro YouTuber. I make videos professionally for a living, and I have an editor on hire who helps me, but 50 videos a day is nuts! Even if those videos are just like 30 seconds long, that is an immense amount of work. Okay, sorry, I just... man, 50 videos a day. Okay, back to the story. I was freelancing and I was on a loose contract. I was desperate for the money. It was an insane amount of work. And how I managed to do it for 6 months is beyond me, especially for how awful I was paid. The office was an incredibly bitter and snide place, and it was clear that management would purposefully stir stuff up to watch staff fight as a form of entertainment. I kept well away from it, but it was incredibly stressful on top of the video work. After about 6 months, I pitched to the higher-ups that my videos are making an insanely positive difference to their sales. I showed them graphs of interactions and direct links to sales on the website via my content, and I asked for a pay raise. I compared my ideal salary to others in the industry, and I made a big deal about how it would still be less than what I should be paid. However, I still wanted to continue working for them. I was fired hours later for, I kid you not pulling my weight, as well as not having the desired effect they wanted on social media. I was fuming and now unemployed. I struggled for months to find another job. Today, years later, while browsing a very old Google Drive account, I found that company was still using a folder that I created and owned. They were mostly active in the files containing templates, adjustment layers, presets, and even video that I created. Over 18 people were actively using it daily to continue with their social media campaigns. This was a cloud service that I was paying monthly for, as I wanted extra space for my work. This is my drive and my work. I own it. So I copied the file as a local version for myself and then deleted the online version. Tomorrow, they're going to wake up with none of their video assets, including things they were working on. F them. Okay, OP. OP, this is a great story. I'm really glad that you got that little bit of revenge against the company. I would also like to point out that if they're using work that you own without your, like, contractual approval, then you can definitely get those videos taken down. So if you feel like going a bit more scorched earth, then you can take down their YouTube videos, their Facebook posts, their Twitter posts, pretty much anywhere that they use your templates without paying you for it. Yeah, definitely. You can get that stuff taken down. Also, OP, you seem like a really just amazing, incredible worker. If you can produce those results and you can put out 50 videos a day, which is just nuts, then I definitely know some people as someone in the industry that could use that type of like diligent worker. So OP, if you're listening to this part of the video, contact me. And if you can prove that you're like OP in this post, then I can probably hook you up with a couple of people I know in the industry who can probably hire you on. Or at the very least, I know a couple of resources that you can use to find like video editing, videography jobs, because you know there's a lot of people in YouTube who are always looking for extra videographers. So if you're out there, OP, I got your back. The next Reddit post is from the Mark of CJ. I work in the pharmacy department of one of the largest and most well-respected employee-owned grocery stores in the world. Lunch breaks don't exist here, since we're always short-staffed and prone to rushes, completely overwhelming us very easily. So lunch is scarfed down whenever there's a millisecond of downtime on the clock. A few days ago, I saw my chance to speedwalk towards a tea aisle and snag a can of Arizona so I can pay for it and get back to work with no time wasted. That's how it usually goes, except this time there was a long line of customers ahead of me waiting to pay. As I'm waiting, I decide to crack it open and take a sip. I pay for it immediately and go back to my department. An hour later, my department gets visited by the store manager and two assistant store managers, and they proceed to question me about the tea. I show them my receipt and tell them that they can check the cameras for proof that I did, in fact, pay for my drink. Then they proceed to tell me that they did check the cameras, and they saw me break company policy for drinking a beverage before paying for it. I was in such disbelief that I was speechless, jaw-droppingly speechless. The store manager then tells me, "Choose your next words very carefully," as if to imply that my career is on the line. He asked me if I'm under the influence of anything. Seriously? I told him no, and he immediately sent me home early and told me that I'm temporarily banned from the premises until they hear back from corporate. 4 unpaid days later, I get a call from the manager, and he asked me if I can come in to talk about my future. I drive an hour across town just to sit down in a room full of corporate scum and listen to them attempt to make me seem like some kind of criminal for theft of merchandise, even though I paid for it. They fired me right then and there. A billion-dollar Fortune 500 company can't handle the theft of a 99-cent can of tea that I paid for. Meanwhile, I'm 20 years old, already living out of my car while using my gym membership for simple amenities. I wasn't making a livable wage to begin with. Rent in my city keeps rising, and I feel like an effing loser. I don't know what to do. My body hurts. I feel so alone. I hate this life. I just want to scream until my lungs liquefy. Okay, down in the comments, we have this nutso story from Matthias. I feel for you, man. I used to work for Sherwin-Williams. My roommate and I decided to paint the interior of our house. Since I work at the biggest paint company in the world, I figured, sweet, 30% discount, I may as well get some at work. My roommate and I split the cost 50-50. I paid cash and he paid on his card. Sherwin-Williams flew in an investigator from Cincinnati to investigate my suspicious purchases, and he grilled me for 2 days about how much paint I'd been selling under the table. My manager knew that I'd done nothing wrong, but somehow it triggered some weird security system. They flat out told me that I'd stole from the store and to admit all the stuff that I'd done. I was legitimately confused at first, since I just bought paint for my own home. Eventually, they left. But they never said anything in way of apology, and not long after, I was fired for unrelated issues. They really... They really flew someone in from another city and presumably put that person up in a hotel room for 2+ days and then flew him back. How much would that have been? Had to have been thousands of dollars to catch some notorious underground paint ring smuggling operation. What? What? Today's episode is sponsored by Noom. Dieting is tough. I know I'm in the middle of one. I'm 20 pounds down and I still got a lot more to go. One of the things that's so tough about dieting is there's too much advice. A million different websites and a million different diet plans, when what you really need is one diet plan, yours. That's where Noom comes in. Noom uses psychology and your own unique biological factors that affect weight loss to help you develop a weight loss plan customized for you. To date, Noom has helped more than 5 million people lose weight. Everyone's journey is different, so your daily lessons are personalized to you and your goals. Active first-time Noom users lose an average of 15 pounds in 15 weeks, and 95% of customers say that Noom is a good long-term solution. This is based on a 3.5-year study of actively engaged Noom users with a minimum starting BMI of 25. Individual results may vary. Visit our website for more information. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com and experience Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Today's episode is sponsored by Liquid IV. I work out every week, so it's important to stay hydrated. Plus, on top of working out, I've got a 3-year-old whose favorite after-meal activity is to run laps, like the little psychopath that she is. Clearly, I need all the hydration I can get. That's why I like to use Liquid IV for my workouts and just for my daily drinking. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients. With 3 times the electrolytes of leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick, it's clear why Liquid IV is the #1 powdered hydration brand in America. And I mean, yeah, vitamins and electrolytes are nice and all, but what about taste? They've got white peach, green grape, raspberry melon, and my favorite, lemon lime. Tastes great to me. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code R/ at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code R/ at liquidiv.com. Our next Reddit post is from Dr. Squirtle. My fiancé got fired for manifesting failure. So my fiancé worked at a bridal shop. She had an appointment set up at the end of the day, and the person ended up not showing up. She jokingly said, "I said I doubt she shows up, so I must have manifested this." Her coworker ran off to tell the boss. The boss pulled her aside and said, "You can go home." Called her later and fired her with the reasoning being, "You're manifesting my business's failure, and I can't have that, so I need to let you go." I'm absolutely dumbfounded at this reasoning. But she was a terrible boss, so this is the best thing for my fiancé in the end. Down in the comments, this post from OMG It's a Ghost. Tell her to go back in tomorrow and say she manifested her job back. Our next Reddit post is from Purple Pinball. I'm a 26-year-old guy and I work at a local big box store. It sucks, I know, but I haven't had much luck entering the career that I studied for. I worked a closing shift last week, and I noticed my boss having car issues, and I asked if he needed a ride. I drove him home, and it was really awkward. He just talked about work, and I got the sense that work is his entire world. As I dropped him off, he says, "Pick me up here tomorrow at 7 a.m. I was like, "Yeah, sure," because I thought he was joking. He proceeds to tell me that his car will need to be taken to a mechanic, and he needs a ride tomorrow at 7 a.m. I reluctantly agreed. I've been driving him into work for over a week, and he's gone as far as to change my shift schedule so that I start at the same time as him every day and get off at closing. He has me off for 4 hours in the middle of my shift so that I don't rack up any overtime hours. Yesterday, while driving him home, which is 15 minutes out of my way, by the way, I asked if he could pay for some gas. He went nuts! He said that I should be glad to even have a job, and that I should be grateful for being able to make a connection with someone who's in a powerful position inside the company. I need the job, but I don't know what the heck to do. He hasn't even told me when his car is expected to be fixed. Life sucks at the moment. Okay, OP, let me tell you a story from my life, which will show you just how badly you're being treated. So when I was like 17 or so, I had a job working at Subway. And one of the managers who worked with me, like I had a pretty decent relationship with her. We got along well. We didn't really disagree much. And she was a middle-aged woman who had a husband and a kid. And she just worked at Subway to make some like pocket change for her family. Anyways, one day, like her car wouldn't start. And she called up her husband to get her husband to come pick her up, but he couldn't do it. So she asked me if I could drive her home. And I said, sure, no problem, whatever. And unfortunately, because I was driving to a place that I'd never been before, I wasn't familiar with the roads. I was driving, and you know, also I was 17, so I wasn't the most skilled driver in the world. I was driving kind of shakily, you know, just not really as well as I should have been. You know, I was trying to find the right roads, and I was listening to her give me directions, and it was nighttime because we had just closed, so I couldn't see much. And unfortunately, a cop pulled me over and gave me a ticket. And my coworker amazingly agreed to pay my ticket. And I was like, no, you don't have to do that. I mean, I'm the one who's driving wrong. And she was like, no, if you weren't driving me to my place, then you never would have gotten the ticket in the first place. So it's the only right thing to do. And then she said, besides, I'm really pissed off at my husband for not coming to pick me up. So I'm going to make him pay for it, which I thought was funny. So I agreed. And true to her word, she did it. She paid for my ticket and, you know, we continued to work together just fine for the couple of more years that I worked there until I graduated high school. That's how you treat a coworker with integrity, with respect. And your boss isn't even pitching in for gas money. And he's making you sit around and twiddle your thumbs for 4 hours. The least he could do is toss you some overtime. You know, even if he doesn't want to pay you gas money, and I guess I can understand that because no one does want to pay gas money. He could be like, hey, look, OP, I'm not going to pay you gas money, but I'm going to throw you some overtime. That way, that will basically act as gas money while you're doing me this favor. So you make a little bit extra money and I get a ride home. Does that seem fair to you? And like, yeah, he could do it better, but at least he's doing something for you. But the dude's not even doing that. He's intentionally making you do nothing for 4 hours in the middle of your shift just to double screw you over. OP, you are getting mega screwed. Mega screwed. I wouldn't stand for it, OP, especially in late 2021. People are desperate for labor. There's a labor shortage. So I would say screw them, walk out, get a job someplace else. I know I'm saying this with like a really blasé attitude about it, but honestly, OP, your boss has basically got you over a barrel and he's learned that you're just going to take whatever BS that he feeds you. So if you don't get out now, I think it's probably going to get worse before it gets better. An Arkansas waitress was fired for not sharing her $4,400 tip with coworkers. The owner also wanted a cut. The waitress said that pooling tips never happened in the 3 years that she worked there. She made nearly $10,000 on GoFundMe since being fired. Wage theft is the most common form of theft in America. This is something that people don't talk about nearly as much as they should because it's ridiculous. Like the number one thief in all of America is companies stealing from their own employees. It's insane. It's insane, man. Restaurants underpay their waitstaff, and then when their waitstaff actually makes money, they expect a cut. Give me a break, man. Man, this subreddit pisses me off sometimes. I'm going to be honest with you. And if it doesn't piss you off, then you're not paying attention. Like, they're literally creating a job where they don't pay their workers a wage. They say, oh, well, we're not going to pay you because you make tips. That's your money. So go make tips, sweetheart. Then when they do go make tips, they're like, oh, wait, we want some of that money. Okay.
I'm still having trouble finding baristas. We closed for almost 3 months now after being open for 2 months due to baristas leaving and not finding any help. I'm trying to reopen and I'm offering $12 to $14 an hour plus tips for part-time and full-time. And it seems as if we're attracting pay chasers or very unqualified people. I know that beggars can't be choosers, but it's like they know we need help and yet they demand high pay, all these benefits, and no flexibility in any way on work days. What are y'all gonna do to help or to help us stay in business? Like, if I need to do this by myself, then I just want to know my options so I'm not working 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. by myself.
Did this lady really call employees pay chasers? Pay chasers. Like, yeah, lady, baristas aren't working as baristas for the thrill of making coffee. Why are you barista?
Well, I just really, really love the smell of coffee. It just smells so good, so I want to be surrounded by it every day. So I'll work at a coffee shop, and that's really my number one reason. Not for the money, not because I have to pay rent and feed myself, and because I need food to live. What is this woman talking about? Pay chasers? Yes, lady, you do have to actually pay people to show up and work. They're not doing it because they love the smell of coffee.
Our next Reddit post is from Bunny Bun Bun. My boss ate half of my lunch while I was in the bathroom. I went to the bathroom and came back to find my lunchbox open and half of my meal missing. Confused, I asked about what happened from an older lady who sits next to me. She responded that our boss came in, noticed the food on the table, took half of it on a plate, and left for a meeting. I got angry and complained about how unacceptable that was, but she told me to just shrug it off and that it's to be expected. I mean, what? Down in the comments, I'm going to read this post from Tony Nukes, which is very appropriate. Shit on their desk and say you're giving them the other half of the sandwich. That was r/anti-work, and if you like this content, be sure to follow my podcast, because I put out new Reddit podcast episodes every single day.